Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the title of this episode comes from a series of children's books that I used to love when I was a kid called Harold and the Purple Crayon by Crockett Johnson. And essentially, the books were about a little kid named Harold, and he had a purple crayon. But this purple crayon was quite magical because whatever he drew became his world. So I don't know if you remember the movie of Mary Poppins when Bert and Mary and the kids are doing drawings in chalk on the sidewalk, and then Mary Poppins magics them and they jump into the chalk drawings and they start living inside the drawing. And it's sort of like in the movie, they illustrate it by that bit in a cartoon. They're interacting in a cartoon instead of in the real world. Well, that's the sort of idea of Harold and the Purple Crayon. So he'll draw a lake and so that he can go swim, and then he'll start to worry that he's going to drown, so he'll draw a boat, and then he'll get on the boat, but then pirates come, and so he'll draw a ladder that takes him up to a plane that, and, you know, he has a lot of adventures with his purple crayon, and they always end with him home safe in bed. And it was only recently I was teaching a program and that those stories came back to mind, and I thought, man, that is exactly how thought works. We create scenarios in our mind and then we live in them as if they're really happening. And then we generate solutions with our mind for the problems that we created in our mind. And we can go on and on and on like that. But at some point, we kind of come back to ourselves and we realize we're right where we're sitting now and everything's okay. We're metaphorically home, safe, in bed. And there's something kind of cool about recognizing that you've got a purple crayon, and that the question isn't, how do I use it? You've been using it your whole life. The question is, how differently would you use your purple crayon if you knew that was what was creating the world you're living inside? Now, let me give you an example. I grew up in a world where people were scary, and there was a constant threat of danger, to the point, and by the way, yes, I know this was not really happening, but I really thought for a couple of years of my life that there were people with guns waiting for me. Some, you know, I'd go into a room and I'd kind of pick out where they were most likely hiding. Now, oddly, that wasn't as horrible as it sounds to me now, because it was just my norm. I was just used to that. But I had no idea that I'd created those men with my purple crayon. And the purple crayon is so magic that it really seemed to me like there were people waiting to kill me everywhere I went. Well, one day, and it wasn't through any great act of will or effort or therapy, I just realized they weren't there. And that was it. It was done. No lingering after effects. I didn't have to go back and erase the old drawings. I could just take the newly blank page, turn the page to the next blank page, and begin to draw a different reality to live inside of. Now, even then, it wasn't deliberate, but it was so freeing to realize that I was suffering from my own mental crayon drawings, not from real events. There were real events. There were things going on. But I wasn't suffering them. I was suffering my own purple crayon drawings. Now, similarly, I'm sure you can find examples of places in your life where you've created incredible beauty with your purple crayon, where you've created adventure with your purple crayon, where you've just made life more fun with the way that you thought about things. And that's the power and the promise of the purple crayon. The power is you can draw anything with your mind. Step into it like a chalk drawing and live inside of it as if it's really happening. But the promise is, if at any point you don't like the drawing anymore, you can go back to the drawing board. You can think again. And you can begin to walk in a different reality. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.